What a beautiful song. Wow, so good to see all your faces. It's like I haven't seen you in like a month or so. I hope you enjoyed your break away from me. I know that my time away has been, I think, beneficial, has been refreshing and recharging, at least for me. We spent some time up in the mountains doing a little bit of camping and visiting my brother up in Washington. So appreciated the men who spoke for me in my place. Actually, it's their own place, but both Jared and Clint, they did such a wonderful job. I listened to the sermons online, and I can't believe how blessed our congregation is to have men of such a caliber. While I was gone away, I was impressed with the congregation and some of the things that you did. The ladies' retreat was an incredible success. I heard that Rihanna did a really good job with her lessons, and a number of our young ladies brought forth devotionals, and I heard they did a good job. And then there was Friends Day that turned out well, and then you had a campfire devotional, which I heard was a little bit warm, but you're going to be glad to be warm when you think back when you get to January, and it's cold as all get out outside. You'll be really happy for those warm days. But anyway, it's so good to be back and be among you and to see all your faces and all the things that go along with being followers of Christ. Let me, before I get into the lesson, just remind you of our lectureship that's coming up here in October. It's only about 3 weekends away, and it's going to be a great lectureship. We have some incredible speakers. I'll introduce you to some of them next week, but they're going to be talking about the subject of Say Something. Now, the genesis of the theme itself was, I was at polishing the pulpit a couple of years ago, and I sat in this evangelism class, and in the evangelism class, it wasn't all that great of a class, to be honest with you, but the man that was speaking, he said something that really spoke to me, and he said, you know, when it comes down to saving the lost and our part as Christians, you just need to say something. Don't walk away without saying something. And I thought to myself, that's a great theme right there. Because you can go a lot of places. Say something about something. You know, we live in a world where it's time for us as Christians to stand up and say something, to say something about God's grace, to say something about God's mercy, about His love, His forgiveness, about His wrath, to say something about the social and moral things that are facing the church today, to say something about the value and the sanctity of every human life. Or every human being, both born and unborn, to say something about God's love. There's so many places that we can go, and I'm just going to tell you that you're going to be an extremely blessed person if you show up on Thursday night and listen to Tim Lewis as he introduced the theme. And then as we begin all day Friday and Saturday, we're going to just go back-to-back keynote lessons, and they're going to be saying some great things to say something about how incredible God is. And so let me encourage you to set aside those dates and make sure that you are playing a part of that. I think you'll just be blessed because of it. About 40-something years ago, thereabouts, I was invited to be a camp counselor up at a youth camp above Ellingsburg, Washington. It was my first counseling job that I had, and so I went up there, and on the second day, some young guys, teenage boys, we were wrestling around, and I went to throw one of the boys, and I stepped into a hole, and when I stepped into and made a move, I twisted my foot out of the ankle socket. I mean, it was nasty looking. My leg was this way, but my foot was this way. I mean, it was like a 90-degree angle, serious as I can be, and I knew right away I was hurt really bad, and I remember throwing the boy aside. I'm laying on the ground. I'm looking at my foot, and so they gathered me up and threw me in the back of a station wagon, and three men escorted me down to Ellensburg to the hospital that was there. As we drove into the parking lot, I noticed that there was a man who was doing some painting on the hospital himself. He had a coat on, had paint all over himself, and they took me into the emergency room, and they took some x-rays of my foot and my ankle, and then they put me in this room, and then came the doctor. The doctor came in with a white coat, but it was the same guy that was doing the painting. He's the doctor. And so he looks at my foot, and he says, listen, because I've looked at the x-ray, he says, you've twisted your fibula in half. And no doubt you have tore some ligaments, and that foot has got to go back into place. And I thought to myself, well, duh, it's got to go back into place. And so he says, well, listen, he goes, we're going to put it back into place, and I can give you a shot to numb it up, but that shot is going to hurt like you cannot believe. But not only that, he goes, I can just put it back into place, which is going to hurt like you can't believe. So he says, so what do you want me to do? And I said to him, he says, you're the doctor. Just do something. He said, okay, he turned around, grabbed a tongue depressor, broke it in half, and he says, here, put this in your mouth and bite on it. And then he says, you and you hold him down, and you get him behind him and put your arms around his armpits and hold him back. And then he grabbed my foot, and he went, and he is sweating, and he's pulling my foot, and he goes, and he put it back into place. He says, listen, he goes, I can't do surgery here. You're going to have to go to Cadillac Hospital in the Tri-Cities in Richland, Washington, and they'll do surgery there. Here's an Imprim 3 compound for pain. And he gave it to me. He threw me in the back of the station wagon. We drove about 100 miles, and the next day they did major surgery on my ankle. Since that time, for over a year, you know, I walked around with a fairly noticeable limp. And even today, I do some limping. About 10 or so years later, I blew out my ACL playing basketball and had an ACL reconstruction as well. And since that time, you know, I've had this noticeable limp, and there are times when I can hide it pretty good, but on days when it's really pretty cold outside, or maybe I've exerted myself doing some yard work, or maybe I've played golf, if you could call it that, you know, some people notice. He says, oh, you're limping. Why are you limping? And I'll tell him, well, it's because here's what happened. I broke my ankle and had a bunch of surgery done up on it, and so it's left me with a bit of a limp. Let me ask you, how many of you have suffered with a limp of some kind? Raise your hand. How many of you have limped? Quite a few of you, if you look around. A lot of us has limped. We limp from a lot of different kinds of things that give us a kind of a hitch in our get-along. Sometimes we roll an ankle, or maybe we have pulled a hamstring, or maybe we have, you know, got a blister, or have a bruise on our foot, or we've done something that causes us to limp. Some of you have had knee replacements. Others of you have had hip replacements. And the result of that is you have this hip limp in your, or this hitch in your get along, and it's noticeable that you got a limp that is there, and it's noticeable that, you know, something has happened to you. Listen, it's no fun being a limper. It's no fun being a limper. And most people don't understand what it's like to be a limper unless they have done some limping. And once they've done some limping, they kind of get the idea that, hey, listen, I get that. And so people, they ask really kind of strange questions about things when they notice that you have a limp. How did you get the limp? How long have you had this limp? You know, when do you think you're going to quit limping? And seldom do they understand the limping part. They don't say, listen, how can I help you with your limp? They just want to know about the limp. But limps are something that's common among our physical lives. But here's the thing. Not all limps